The Alaska Department of Transportation recently visited Wrangell to present the 2011 to 2012 scoping report to the community. The report outlines a number of possible transportation plans for the region's future. But after three stellar years financially, the Department of Transportation is expecting some major cuts in federal funding.
As folks listen to what's going on back in Washington, D.C. with the budget problems we're having back there, it's probably no surprise, but it's a little disheartening that we're going to be part of that cut.
That's Marine Systems Planner Jim Potovin. He says along with an expected 30% cut in funding for capital projects, projections are also showing a decline in Southeast population in the next few decades, something he says will affect transportation in the region.
Right now we see Department of Labor and Workforce Development's projections for 2034 show Southeast going from roughly 69,000 people currently in Southeast in 2009 to roughly 59,000 in 2034, which is a fairly big drop. It's also showing Alaska's population continuing to grow, and the Anchorage Mat-Su borough is continuing to grow also. So we're going to have fewer people down here, and that means less people needing transportation.
The scoping report offers six alternatives as potential plans for Southeast transportation. They include maintaining the existing system, capacity management on the mainline ferries, maximizing use of existing roads, development of the Alaska Class Ferry, work on Highway Route 7, as well as a no-action alternative. At Tuesday's scoping meeting in Wrangell, members of the community voiced concerns regarding school travel and ferry routes to what Alaska Marine Highway service cuts could mean for Wrangell. Potovin says one alternative would be to incorporate smaller ferry services throughout Southeast communities, something he says could boost local economies.
Yeah, the workforce, if you go with the smaller shuttle ferries, they might not employ as many folks as the large mainliners. This is all going to happen in, you know, could happen in the next 20 years if we went that way. But the jobs would move from the ships to shore. If you need more hotel space, more restaurants, let's say on Prince Wales Island, more jobs would show up on shore, and they'd probably come out of the Marine Highway, because Marine Highway would have smaller ships with smaller crews.
So far, the Alaska Department of Transportation has visited Yakutat, Skagway, Haines, Sitka, Juneau, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Craig. They plan to do a number of smaller visits to Metlakatla and Angoon in the weeks to come. The public comment period for the scoping report is open until November 4th. At that time, ADOT will begin reviewing public comments to develop a preferred alternative. ADOT expects to have a plan drafted for public review by the end of next year. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.